This is a Fox News alert. It's a hurricane again. I'm Lee Silasera. The National Hurricane Center says Ian is now a Category 1 storm. It's about 335 miles south-southwest of Cape Fear, North Carolina, with maximum sustained winds of 75 miles per hour. It's expected to approach the coast of South Carolina tomorrow, and that has officials on high alert.
They're urging people to be wary not only of the rain, which could potentially drop up to a foot of water here in this area, but also the storm surge. Several feet anticipated, so they're warning people about that, and also the high winds, which could lead to a multitude of power outages.
Fox's Molly Line in Charleston, South Carolina. Ian made landfall yesterday morning in Florida as a Category 4 hurricane. The city of Fort Myers, one of the hardest hit areas. More than 2 million in the state are still without power, and thousands are trapped by flooding from storm surge.
The people in Florida are very resilient. They're strong. They bounce back from these incidents. I made some trips out through some neighborhoods, and while people said, well, I lost this, we got this happen, they usually ended it with, but I'm glad to be here.
Mayor Kevin Anderson, Governor Ron DeSantis.
We're committed to restoring the infrastructure as needed. That is not going to be an overnight task. That is going to be something that is going to require a lot of love and care. It's going to require a lot of resources, but we're going to do it because we understand how important it is.
President Biden has already approved disaster funding for the area, which can include grants and low-interest loans to help residents and businesses rebuild. The Senate has approved a short-term spending bill that would avoid a partial government shutdown tomorrow night. The bill also includes additional money for Ukraine. The House still needs to take up the measure. Wall Street stocks dropped back to their lowest point since 2020. The Dow lost 458, the NASDAQ off 314. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The family of a young woman killed in 1999 is appealing the release of the man who had been convicted of her murder.
A lawyer representing Young Lee, the brother of Haman Lee, files a notice to appeal a judge's decision to vacate the murder conviction of Adnan Syed. It doesn't list a basis for the appeal, but says the family was denied the right to meaningfully participate in the hearing. Haman Lee died by strangulation in 1999. Syed, her 17-year-old ex-boyfriend, was arrested, convicted in 2000, and sentenced to life in prison. Released last week after the Baltimore City State's attorney cited new evidence in the case. Reps saying their responsibility is to ensure that justice is done and the right person is held accountable. Prosecutors have 30 days to decide if Syed will be retried, his case becoming the topic of the hit Serial podcast. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Michigan lawmakers will allow clerks to pre-process absentee ballots ahead of the midterm vote.
Michigan, one of few states that allow no-excuse mail-in ballots. And state officials will begin processing absentee ballots 2 days before the November 8th election. Under legislation approved this week, election officials would be allowed to remove absentee ballots from their outer envelopes, though wouldn't be allowed to remove secrecy sleeves or count votes until 7 a.m. on election day. The measure also increases ballot drop box security, including cameras, and requires county clerks to remove deceased voters from voter rolls monthly. It awaits a signature from Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Amazon says it will soon start selling a device that can track sleeping patterns without having to wear a wristband. The device, called Halo Rise, uses no-contact sensors and artificial intelligence to measure a user's movement and breathing patterns. When those are analyzed, they can help you see the quality of sleep that you get at night. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.